Hello everyone. Hope you had a good day today. So I would start today's talk by asking you, did you finish your targets for today? Yes, did you hear me right? I said, did you finish your targets for today? And this is something that we pay a lot of attention to. Yes, the key word is finish. All of us are always bothered about, did I finish this? Did I complete this? I do have a target, but do you realize that your entire attention is actually on completing the target or finishing the target? But here, I want to tell you that this could probably be your biggest mistake, right? Your biggest mistake is to complete a target. This is a wrong goal, okay? The goal has to be that you have to reach the end point, yes? But you have to reach the end point with the desired result. Do you realize that a lot of people run in a race or a marathon? Yes. And everybody, almost everybody, is going to finish the race. They're going to complete the race. But do you realize that not everybody is the winner? So you have to change your focus. Your focus should not really be completing the target or merely finishing the target. Your focus has to be to finish it or complete it with the desired result. And that's what I'm going to tell you today. So I really want you, because, you know, I do get a lot of messages where students say, okay, I have done this and I have done this target, or I have completed this, or will I be able to complete it? So, you know, every time I get these kind of messages, I realize that the child or the student's focus was merely on completing it. The focus was not on learning from it, and the focus was definitely not at all performing the best. The focus was only completion. Yes, and that's where you are deviating from the entire target itself. I hope you all understand that you are in a competition, right? Whether it is for entrance exams or any other purpose. So when you are competing with other people, the idea is not merely to finish. The idea is to be the best. And if you have to be the best, you have to realize that it is the learning that you have to do from the journey of the target and not simply completion. So now I would ask you all to bring this little change in the efforts you do. You all are doing efforts, but your efforts are only centered on completing the subject, completing the course, completing the grand test, completing the subject test. I hardly ever receive a message which says, I have done the grand test, but I have done it better than last time. Right? So please realize, when we give you targets, the idea is simply not to you to finish it. Okay. The idea is that you have to try and be your better version in it every time you try. So every time you try, you have to come out learning something new, something that will, you know, enhance your abilities, something that is improving you on your journey. So learn this. Okay. And this is something that you have to incorporate every single day. A lot of students make very unrealistic targets for themselves. And then, you know, just because they made the target so big or so grand for the day, they cannot complete it. And then they're simply in a vicious circle of, and they constantly keep saying that I couldn't complete my day's target. I couldn't complete my GT, or, you know, I couldn't attempt it. So now, in the earlier audio episodes, I've been talking about setting your targets and meeting your targets, and you should meet them despite all your fears. But in today's episode, I really want to talk about that now, once you understand that you have to set targets, the next thing you have to understand is that the idea is not simply to reach it. The idea is, when you are trying to reach it, you are going to improve yourself. And if you're not doing it, then reaching the target has no value at all. It will not be associated with any happiness or any feeling of accomplishment, right? And this is something which is going to be true for your entrance exams as well. I am sure each one of you are definitely trying to qualify, yes? But please understand, our purpose is not simply to qualify. Our purpose is to get a desired branch at a desired institute, right? And if you want it, you have to be the best version. So now on, I want you to understand that the idea of setting a target and meeting a target is much bigger. The idea is learning from these small targets. So now you have to understand, when you give a test, whether it is a grand test or a subject test or a test in discussion or whatever form of test it is, you have to go back and see what are your mistakes. You have to analyze the paper, right? And this analysis is going to help you in your enhancement. Until and unless you're not doing an analysis, until and unless you really don't know why you did wrong, what you did wrong, you are defeating the entire purpose of giving the test. Okay, so let's not focus on simply finishing targets. And this is something that I would want to say to yet another group of students whose entire focus is completion of the course. Now, please understand, it's not about completion of the course. It's always about how much you retain from the course, how much you understand from the subject, how much application you have, how much content or concept building you have. So merely finishing a reading does not really mean you know it. And there is a gross difference between finishing something and knowing something, right? So I hope you will appreciate the difference between the two things. And therefore, you know, change your goals. Your goal shouldn't be simply finishing, right? You definitely have to set yourself with targets for every day, micro targets and macro targets. But more importantly, you have to realize whether you're improving in the path or not. If you're simply completing it for the sake of it and not really worried about or concerned about what the outcome is, then as I said, you're defeating the entire purpose of setting a target. I know this is different from what people tell you. People tell you, finish it, complete it, do it, right? I would rather say, rather than just simply finishing things in a very rapid time frame and not retaining anything, it is going to be much more fruitful if you are steady. I'm not saying be slow, I'm saying be steady. So if you are steady, but you are grasping what you are reading, it doesn't really matter if you take an hour extra or a two extra or a day extra. But if you're retaining more from what you're doing, you will do better than most of the people around. So I hope this is going to help you with a change of perspective. And I hope this will let you understand that your preparation is not simply to finish. Okay, you don't have to get so overwhelmed with the examination that your entire idea is just to go on the day and just finish it up, right? Your idea should be that those 3 hours of the examination are the ones that I'm going to make most productive. I have to be the best in those 3 hours. So there is a difference in people who go out not just to finish, but to do their best, and in people who are simply trying to finish it, right? I'm hopeful that you will all try and be in the different zone. And the zone I'm talking about is people who not merely want to finish, but who want to excel, who want to learn, who want to be productive in what they do. So I'm going to end today's audio session with this. It's going to be short, but I hope it has a big learning. And I hope I do get feedbacks from you on whether you did understand the difference between the two things, right? Finishing it and coming out a winner. All the very best. Be persistent. Be proud of yourself. Keep trying your best and focus on improvements. Lots of good wishes and love from Dr. Deepthi.